Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:36, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. And I know July is almost upon us, but Shamrock Rovers are already taking a very firm hold on the race for the SSE or Trusty League Premier Division title. 1-0 win last night against Derry City. And that win puts 7 points between them and the chasing pack. That's a fair bit of daylight, if you ask me. Rory Gaffney scored the only goal. Now, on the downside, and it will be a concern, I'm sure, to Rovers fans who are tuned in this morning, Neil Ferrugia went off injured in that game. He's going to have a scan later and he'll find out the full extent of that knock. Manager Stephen Bradley, though, not entertaining any title talk just yet. Surprise, surprise. But he admitted it was a significant win.
Yeah, it's an important 3 points. It's a difficult game after Friday at Dublin Derby, after having the week off. But we knew it was important to get 3 points, and to be fair to the players, we've gone and done that. The dressing room's really quiet, to be honest. Yeah, it's. I think the players, like I said before, these players just get the job done and then refocus. You know, I think they're tired bodies in there. Like I said, it's very quiet. People thinking about the game, the performance. Oh, we know it's a big 3 points. We knew that before the game and we know it now. But again, we're in June, you know, and we've never got ahead of ourselves in June and thought anything was over. So there's a long way to go in the league. A lot of points to play for. I'm sure there'll be ups and downs. And it is. I know it's boring, but it really is. Job done. Recover, focus and go for Dundalk on Friday.
Yeah, I think he says that at the end of every interview, doesn't he? That's Stephen Bradley with League of Ireland Television. St Pat's drew 1-1 away to Dundalk, and that point leaves them and Derry joined second. Conor Carty put Pats in course for victory, but then Dundalk reduced to 10 men, sending off there of Rayan Tulloch. Daniel Kelly scored the equaliser late in the game, very late in fact. Special mention though for their goalkeeper Nathan Shepherd, who also made a string of fine saves in that one. The Dundalk manager Stephen O'Donnell feels the officials got that red card wrong.
Didn't think there was happening. It was like two sort of players tugging each other at that, especially the situational in regards, you know, he's on a yellow second, he's just been booked a couple of minutes ago, but I didn't think there was any need of that, and I thought both were at it, but our response after that was brilliant, and as I said, I felt we actually, well, I thought 5 minutes after we went down, we sort of got a little bit sort, you know, it affects you, and then after that we took control of the game, and we actually should have won the game.
Today is a make or break one for Irish rugby sevens competing in Poland at the European Games. The Irish team meet Portugal in the semi-final. That's just before 1 o'clock Irish time. Should they win, they would play in the final tonight, where a place in the Olympic Games would be up for grabs. Yesterday was also a very good one for our boxing team. This is a key event for the team in terms of qualifying for Paris. Amy Broadhurst is now 1 win away from qualifying for the Games. She beat her opponent yesterday with great ease to progress to the quarterfinals of the 66-kilogram weight division. Now, Amy's, one of her big strengths, pardon the pun here, is her strength. And yesterday, after that win, she lifted the lid on where that strength comes from.
I don't know where I get the strength from. I'd say I get it from my dad. My dad is a block of a man, so I'm blaming it on him that I've inherited his strength. So I'm lucky in that sense, because if I didn't have the power that I do have, I think I'd struggle a little bit more at this weight. Because they're powerful girls. She was strong. She'll look in my eye. So, no, I'm happy. I'm happy with how it went. Like, I've been lying in bed and I've been trying not to get too far ahead of myself. And this, it's 9 minutes that I've waited my whole life for. I was saying it just there a minute ago, since I was 5 years of age. All I've wanted is the Olympics, and I'm this close. And I'm going to get in, and I'm going to give it my everything. I'm going to do what I'm told and let the rest take care of itself. If I get in and I box my best, I'm very confident that I can make the Olympics.
Yeah, well done, Amy. Daughter of a block of a man. And I think that was powerful what she said there. 9 minutes she's waited her whole life for. Let's hope she gets the job done. Jessica Harrington has invited members of the media to her yard in Moon, County Kildare this morning ahead of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby. The big race takes place at the Curragh on Sunday. Live coverage on RTE Sport. Jessie is racing royalty, as we know, and has been making her mark on the sport since the late 1980s. This week she saddles Spreewell, and she says she's just glad to get back to doing what she does best on the track after her recent battle with cancer. She's been speaking with Dave Keena.
Yeah, hopefully Spreewell, you know, he seems to be in great form. He ran a great race in Epsom, probably a little bit unlucky not to be third. But look, he's come out of that race really well, and we're looking forward to the Saturday. We'll know today now what's left in it, but I think he'll run a very big race, and I'm delighted that the weather is like it is. The ground mightn't be quite as quick as it was in Epsom, but he did cope with it very well in Epsom and came out of the race really well.
And from your own point of view, Jette, a winner at Ascot last week, the amount of goodwill towards you in the industry is quite staggering. It's great when something goes wrong with somebody within the industry really rallies around everybody. Have you noticed that?
Oh, they've been absolutely amazing. You know, and I never expected it, and the amount of people, you know, well wishes and think I'm good, you know, wanting me to, you know, and I'm delighted that I have got better and everything, and, you know, and I've had nothing but good reports over the last fortnight.
And do you understand how that registers with people as well?
I suppose because I was open about the fact of what I was going through, and I hope that in doing that and doing what I did made other people realise that, you know, if you keep positive and keep on doing the right, you know, keep on going forward, that you can beat cancer and you can come out the other end of it.
Yeah, great to have Jessica Harrington back. That is your sport for now. Mary.